Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy. I'm Darren Clore. Eric Thomas is with us, and we are the Last Second Shot Podcast, back for another week, the 10th edition. What's up?
Hey, what's up, people? What's up, Darren? Hey, 10 episodes, dog, and we ain't got canceled yet.
They trying to get us off the air. They trying to get us off the air. Oh, man, we haven't done a show from inside of our studio since last year. It's been a minute. I must say it does feel great to do a quality show without having to worry about DJs and technical issues. Man, but thanks to Motor City Roundball Classic again for having us there. We did enjoy our time there, man.
Yeah, man, thank you to all the people involved, all the people who came and spoke to us, and all the great teams that participated, and, you know, just thanks to everybody, for real.
Man, we really did meet quality, like, genuinely nice people at the Mother City Roundball, you know, that we might not get to see too often with us being in the Metro Detroit area most of the time, and, again, being able to go out to the Manistee's, Muskegon area. So met a lot of nice people. Real quick, if you follow me on Twitter, which I hope most of our listeners are following me, at Sports Spoken Real, at Eric's is Quiet_Storm30. We're still trying to figure out how he got that name. But if you follow us on Twitter, we have been urging everybody to send in clips or film. Like I said, you can just send those links. We have our ways of getting those videos downloaded, or you can send us whole game films. We'll sift through it. We are doing our first ever mixtape, the Last Second Shot highlight reel for the mid-season. It's going to be released soon, man. Got some quality stuff so far. Some quality stuff, but it's only from a select few, so, you know, we wanna spread the love around. So just make sure you send that to us at rockthecourtpodcast@gmail.com. You know, we probably should make an email with our actual show name on it.
We should. I mean, hey, but we called it Last Second Shot for a reason. We had to change it last minute. Like, at the last second, we had to change the name because somebody
at the very last second. Oh, man. But yeah, so just go ahead and send those clips into us, and we gonna go ahead and get it done. I'm gonna give my all to this mixtape. I'm going into the lab to cook. Like. Man, y'all didn't see what I did on the Jarvis Mitchell training commercial. Y'all better go YouTube that.
Hey, you can't say we didn't show love, or, you know, we only picked certain teams or whatever if you don't send us anything.
I'm not going to entertain that. But, yeah, so.
Send us stuff, people.
Definitely send us stuff, basketball stuff from this year.
Yeah. That long time that you said basketball stuff, like, between that, Yeah, I had a couple of jokes, but I'm gonna keep it. Ain't for the show though. Ain't for the show.
Hey man, hey, you really trying to get us canceled?
That pause, man.
But yeah, man, we got a really good show coming up for you all. Let's just hop into it. All right, so 5 days at the Motor City Roundball Classic. We came live for 4 of those days because the second half of day number 3 or 4.
3.
Was canceled. Yeah, that was canceled because of a weather situation. So just for the safety of everybody, they decided to cancel those games. But from that week or that 5 day period, what game were you entertained or were you most impressed with?
A lot of games. The one I was most I'm gonna split up into two. The game I was most entertained with was Midland Bow and Muskegon Motor Shores. That was the most entertaining game to me.
Yeah,
that was the most entertaining game. I mean, Ellie Taylor put on the show. I mean, I call her. Hey, her name is no longer Eliza Winston anymore. It's a Tasmanian Devil because she's just outright. I told Darren this off the air. Probably the fastest, at least you know, on the girl side, the fastest player I've seen in
You changed it. Hey everybody, Eric said, and I quote, and I also have witnesses. She's the fastest player, boys or girls, that I've seen in the last 5 years.
Hey, let's just say I went back to a couple of them tapes and I had to, you know, keep the little boys thing out because, you know, it was a couple of athletes and I forgot about. But she's the fastest on the girl side, definitely, in the last 4 years.
Definitely a great athlete.
That game against Dow was, it was just entertaining from start to finish. I mean, I know the score ended up being, you know, a 15-point swing to Million Dow, but the game was much more competitive than that, though. I mean, you saw Walker, you know, getting to our bag a little bit, hitting jumpers and attacking the rim. And like I said, Winston just flying in the end. I mean, in open court and Maisie and, you know, Molly Davis with, you know, dropping dimes and Ellie bombing away. All around, it was a real entertaining game. And the fact that I love the pace of it. What do you think?
That actually was my most entertaining game as well. I don't think that the score does the actual game much justice. But through three quarters, that game was a very tight game. It looked like it might come down to the last shot until Coach pulls Ellie Taylor for a rest in the third quarter. Maisie Taylor hits a big three. I mean, I think she finished with, what, 9 or 6 points?
Like 9 points?
She finished with 9 points. That three was huge. And I said it before. That freshman, she's just not afraid of a moment. Big sister's, you know, on the bench. She hits the three, and then that's really the swinging point. Molly Davis comes up court. She gets into her bag. And then, you know, much of the fourth quarter, they're up big. But through those first three quarters, Ellie Taylor and Jordan Walker puts on absolute shows. Like, Ellie Taylor came out just aggressive, putting the ball on the floor, getting to the rim, you know, pulling it from NBA three. You know, it just was that was something else. Like, you know, I expected it to be a great matchup, but I don't even think my imagination did it much justice.
I mean, Ellie was just spectacular. I mean, she had an all around game. She ended up with 24 points, 6 rebounds, and six assists, which means she was sharing the wealth as well. I mean, that kid is showing you that, you know, she showed us anyway, that she's more than just a shooter. She's a scorer, and she, you know, when she decides to, she's a good playmaker.
Man, you know what? Matter of fact, because we didn't even do this all through the Motor City round, but I think we did this once. But dropping bombs from Muskegon on the shores in Midland Dow, they put on a show in the clinic. You know, Wasco had huge blocks all game. That was just easily one of the most entertaining games I've been to this season, and definitely one of the most, if not the most entertaining that I witnessed in the Motor City Round Ball.
Yeah. Now, what was the most impressive game to you? You know, I got my pick in my head. I'm still working that out, but what was yours?
The most impressive, you know, see, that's just such a loaded question. Because I was impressed with Manistee in their second game against Renaissance, even in the losing effort, because they came out and did well. But I think the most impressive to me was Solon, without their, you know, their star player Valencia Myers, coming off of a 20-point win. A 20-point loss, or it might have been less than 20, might have been like 15. A loss to the Detroit City champs and Martin Luther King. They come out and they play who many has called the best team in Michigan in Country Day, and that's a show as well. You know, they neutralize Destiny Pitts. They get past a diamond press that Country Day puts on, and it literally comes down to the last shot. Kayla Webb, you know, she takes the ball the length of the court and hits a nice floater off of the glass to put Country Day up by, what was it, one? Yeah, they're up by one. And then coming back down the court, Solon gets a few shots at it, off the rebound, just puts it off the glass too hard. That's an impressive game. Both of those teams fought hard because Country Day could have ran away with that game. Solon didn't let them. Solon didn't let them run away with the game like they did with Martin Luther King. So that was one of my most impressive games, I should say.
I got two in my head, both involving Country Day. The game you just so eloquently recapped in the, you know, with Country Day playing Solon and winning against Solon. It's an impressive win for Country Day. I mean, it wasn't just you know, the Destiny Pitch show or the Kayla Webb show. Everybody got a piece of the pie. I mean, Tyler Bennett had a couple huge buckets down the stretch, and Maxine Moore had a couple key buckets. Like you said, Webb probably had the best game overall, including, you know, didn't she score probably Country Day's last couple buckets, right?
Yes, sir. You know, they basically had to ride her to the end.
Yeah, the younger one came up quick, came up big, I should say, in a hurry in those last, you know, few seconds. The other game that I had in my head was Saginaw Heritage versus Country Day the day before. Mm-hmm. Heritage just put on a defensive clinic that game, you know, really kept Country Day out the lane and, you know, neutralized the guard play a little bit and handled the press well and moved the ball around on offense in the half court. I mean, Mariah Joyner was just so impressive. I mean, she wasn't flashy, didn't do all the between the legs, behind the back type stuff or whatever, but just overall know-how is how she got it done. I mean, she ended up with 12 points, which led all scores. She just has know-how, man. I mean that kid really took, you know, just took the spotlight and ran with it that game. I mean, she just has overall know-how, and to say that about a freshman, a freshman point guard at that. You know,
the 2019 class is really showing themselves to be something special.
They are. They really are. So I will go with that. That's probably the most impressive defensive performance from the Rondo I've seen by Saginaw Heritage.
Definitely. Now, and this is always interesting because every year, you go to the round ball, you know, you get to see a lot of teams that you've never seen before. You get to see a lot of good players, very good players that you've never seen before. Who would you say was a breakout or a fresh new face that, you know, we just haven't seen a lot of or didn't get to hear a lot about before the round ball? Because remember, we did preview the round ball. You know, I saw some players, you know, like there was a lot of teams where I told you all, like, I haven't got to see them a lot. I got to see some players who I just think are really good. But let's talk about who you would say, you know, maybe two breakout players are from the round ball.
All right, my two is from the same team, Man and Steve. Mm-hmm. And those are the Cott sisters, Emily Cott, who's a senior, and Natalie Cott, who's a junior. Man, those girls got that handle to them, man. They really know how to handle the ball. And you know, me and Darren was just talking about this before the show. You know, they're breaking presses and, you know, shaking people up and smiling for 32 minutes.
The whole time.
They're smiling. I mean, they free somebody off for great hesitation, or, you know, catch somebody slipping on the behind the back. And hit, you know, hits a step back three, and they're smiling the whole time. They're literally smiling. You can really tell they love this game, and you know the way they play. It shows. It shows they work on their game. You know, like I said, the jumpers, money, the handle is crazy. I mean, they just made my top ball handlers list. You know, they just etched their name. They just squeezed a spot for themselves in there.
Definitely. Wow, that kind of puts a damper on what I was going to do here. You just went ahead and took two people. No, but really, it was a lot of good players. Even down to, I don't know if we can say breakout, because, you know, she's definitely had a lot of coverage, you know, dating back to last year when she showed herself to be a great defender. But we had Adrian Anderson on with us after her MVP performance against that Manistee squad. And a lot of people don't know that she's really good. Like, you know, a lot of people just think that's by accident. No, like, she's really, really, like, a good player. And she showed up and showed out for the Arbor Prep Gators. And her MVP performance as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it was great to have her on. I mean, great kid, great player. She showed the whole package that game against Manistee. She showed how versatile she really is. So, you know, special shout out to Adrian.
Definitely. Also. And correct me on this, Eric, the Burns kid.
Emma Burns from Manistee, right?
From Manistee. That Manistee squad is really good. You know, I know that the computers for Max Preps right now has them ranked number 2 in the state or something to that effect. They're just a good team. Burns, she when she was able to get the ball and pound down low, she was having her way. Obviously, teams caught on to that, as anybody would. So they started, you know, double-teaming her on the entry or before the entry in the zone. But she showed herself to be a very good player. That Manistee squad, man, you know, just really good. Like, a lot of teams from Northern Michigan are good. It's just hard to see them play because, well, you know, it's kind of about 6 hours away. 6 hours away from here. So, but yeah, I think Manistee might be the breakout squad of the whole event.
Yeah. One team I want to give talk about a little bit here is Williamson. Like, you know, like we read about them and seeing, you know, press clippings or whatever, but to actually see them play in the pace that they play at, I didn't expect them to be that fast. They get the ball out and they go. And they get the ball out and they go and they shoot. And when they're on, they are very dangerous. You know, so that's a team to look out for in Class B, people. Williamson, the Williamson Hornets, look out for them for real. They're actually really good.
But honestly, and I'm not going to get back on this soapbox, Class B is crazy. They're Class B, right?
They are Class B.
Yeah, Class B is just crazy in the state of Michigan. Girls basketball. That might, honestly, and I'm talking on a limb here. I'm walking out on the limb. Might be one of the most competitive classes in the playoffs. Might be one of the most competitive in the nation. Definitely the most competitive in this state. But when you think about what's going to happen once playoffs get here, and in just about a month or, you know, about a month and a half. Wow, that's crazy. It's gonna be something difficult in Class B, especially, you know, since there's no type of seeding. So a lot of these teams are gonna play each other early, and that's gonna be wild. I'm gonna be at a lot of Class B games.
Yeah, I mean, but the setup, the end result, if everything goes right, you know, you can see the top three teams in Class B in the final. We won't have to get on our soapbox about that. You know what I'm saying? The way the brackets are set up.
Well, I mean, but that's just
everything goes right.
Yeah, that's you know, just saying if the sky doesn't fall, basically.
Right.
But definitely that's like I said, the Williamson Hornets, they have Matty Waters, who's definitely a well thought of player. And then they have Peplowski, definitely, and who I've also read a bit about. So Williamson is going to be somebody to watch out for.
Most certainly.
Man, but you know, it's so interesting. Like we were broadcasting live for four. We did it for days. We had a lot of interesting side topics because we'll leave it at that. and so we had a lot of side conversations. We had something very interesting that we talked about. I think you asked me to name like the top 10 players that I had seen. It was a bit on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, I believe in my list. I haven't gone back and listened to what I said since determining that we were going to talk about this since. But I believe in the list that I said then. But I wanted to do something a little bit more comprehensive. So, excluding players that are playing right now, from 2008, which was my freshman year in high school, or that was the season of my freshman year in high school, I should say, till last year, 2014-15, who are the top 15 players that you've seen?
Oh, that's tough. 15? You done up to 5, huh? Yeah, I'm going to come up with four rosters. I got a full roster now.
Yeah, you got a couple red shirts or a couple practice squad players.
Wow. Excluding players that are playing right now, correct?
Excluding players that are playing right now, so you can't pick Gondrezic.
Okay. Damn. okay. No particular order. I ain't going in order. Don't even talk to me in going in order. I'm not doing it. sorry, people out there, but I'm not going in order. Antonia Hayes, Ariel Powers, Brandi Agee, Tanaya Davis.
A lot of recents so far.
Crystal Bradford. Gabby Machado. What's that, six or seven?
That's six.
Six, okay. Damn, you killing me, dog. I will go with Asia Robeson. Damn, you made it hard. Not the player. Amber Jameson, Erica Davenport. Amber Dean, Madison Williams. That's 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I got four more. All right. I'm getting through this quicker than I thought. the player who plays at your favorite school, the Ohio State University. I'm going to be respectful today.
Yes, sir.
I actually like their women's team, so I'm going to be respectful today. So, Asia Doss.
From the,
who's actually playing pretty well. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Definitely playing really well for the Buckeyes.
New role off the bench. Let's see. That's 12, 13. Asia Boyd. Jasmine Bracey, that's 14. Last one. Oh, you really killing me, Darren. Because on my paper that I wrote down, he got to 13. Oh, man. That's crazy.
You got one more.
I got one. Like, I'm really thinking, like, sorry for
the last one is always,
I'm really thinking.
The last one is always the hardest, people, because even if you have all 15, like I do, you fight in your head. Because I'm sure Eric probably has three people he's juggling between. I'm not sure. I'm just gonna...
I have, like, four people right now. I have, like, four people I'm juggling through right now.
Who are you trusting? Just name the one you're trusting with the ball for a last-second shot. Shameless plug.
I'll go with... I'll go with Marte Graves. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm going to leave it like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you do realize this is probably the first list that we've done on this show that didn't include a Laker player by you?
Yeah.
Or a Laker team?
Yeah. If you
people
said,
can't call us biased, though, or? Huh?
If you would push it back to 05, I would have asked some for you, but no, you know, you said 08, so I'm gonna keep it like that.
Okay, and that's fair. So I'm up, and like I said, it just becomes hard, people. So what I have I'm going to start off, and this isn't in order either, because people will probably try to bare knuckle fight us if we put this in order. It's too hard. So Brandy Agee, just a standout at cast, do it all player. Anthea Hayes, from, you know, the rival Martin Luther King. Tanaya Davis, former Miss Basketball, current Iowa player. Asia Robeson. Then Amber Jamison, Madison Williams. Okay, so all right, so I just got through five, right? Andrew, okay.
Yeah.
No, actually, I just got through six.
So yeah,
that's it. Okay. Yeah,
six.
So, ooh, yeah. Yeah, look at Darren. Okay. all right. This is where it gets tricky. Because the last nine is just tricky to me. It, even if it's not in order, it's just like somebody's getting left off. So, Erica Davenport. She's definitely there. Marte Gray is there. Okay, she's definitely there, people. Crystal Bradford. Okay. So I'm at, what, nine now?
Nine.
Ugh. And I keep asking you, like, I'm not looking at the numbers right now where it says nine. Okay, so at 10, at 10, this is going to be a wild card, okay? A lot of people listening are going to say, what? And listen, this is just purely based off of her having the best handles that I've ever seen on a girl in high school. And Eric probably knows where I'm going with this one now that I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylin Willis at number two. Kaylin Willis. Best handle. She's definitely one of the most exciting players I've ever seen since 2008.
What? Over Ahart and Clegg and Miller, best handle?
The best handle that I've seen on a girl.
Oh, Tanaya?
Best handle that I've seen on a girl.
Hey, y'all, I'm just trying to get y'all mad at Darren. I'm trying to get y'all mad at Darren. No.
Hey, look, you know this, how I didn't even respond. I just was like, the best handle that I've seen on a girl. And everybody who see her handle that ball, man, just knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's, the moves are there, but the reaction time is so quick. So it's like, even if you move to where her crossover is going to be, okay. Ask the people who's checked her. It's some players that are still playing right now who probably is on her highlight film if she has one. Ask them about the handles. I'm going to number 11. so at number 11, this is where it gets hard, y'all. This is where it really gets hard. You start second-guessing yourself. Can I think the whole team is one player?
No. You're not getting up that easy.
But the Atlanta Hawks can be the Eastern Conference player of the month. I feel like I should be able to pick a team. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find a loophole. We're picking the best players that were in Michigan from 2008 to 2014.
Right.
That were in Michigan.
Right.
from
2008 to 2014.
Samantha Thomas, number 11.
Bro.
loophole.
Loophole.
No longer in the state of Michigan.
Man.
No longer in the state of Michigan as of this year. Again, another player with know-how. Played center, even though she's probably a wing. I believe she's playing on the wing right now at Centennial in Las Vegas. And she was, I guess I can say, dominant. She was very effective. Definitely led her team to two straight state championships. Two state championship wins at that. So that was number 11. 12. Number 12. A bit forgotten from a very good team. I think she's still on the University of Michigan's roster right now. Kelsey Mitchell. Not the Kelsey Mitchell who plays for the Ohio State University, but Kelsey Mitchell from Inkster. And a lot of people might think this is high for her. But, I mean, in high school and at Inkster, especially for that Inkster squad, just really good. And very underrated, in my opinion. I don't know if they still have any archives of their run to the state championship, but she just did a lot of little things that, you know, you all you wouldn't really notice, or you wouldn't just be able to recall off the top of your head if you weren't just paying attention to it in the moment. So she's at number 13. So number 14. Ariel Powers. Let's not forget her. I feel like I almost forgot her, and that's bad. That would have made my whole list a big mistake.
Hey, if people in East Lansing get on Darren about that.
Hey, man, chill. They already mad because, you know, the Buckeyes had to get them out of there. They really going to be up by it. And then at number 15 from the Detroit Country Day as well, current Ohio State player, Asia Dawson.
Okay. Pretty good list. That's a pretty good list. Your team wouldn't be my team, though.
It would, because it would beat them because I'm coaching them.
Boy. Boy.
Just remember, you're Dawn, I'm Gino.
No, you better call me Pat. I'm the young. Yo. Look at, hey, y'all better take a
look still
at my Instagram bio. Hey, I'd rather be Pat. Pat, the greatest of all time.
Okay. I'm going to be respectful. And, you know, we might have to save this for our – whoa, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
I'm
almost
letting
head out
on.
Of the bag. Hold on.
Whoa.
More on that subject later, to say the least.
We're going to talk about that a little later.
A little later. Man, I'm going to let the cat out the bag on that one. So, so I feel like that's a good top 15, in no order, of course, because that's hard. That is so hard. Like I commend the people who did the last 50 of the last 50 years. That's just tough to put them in order. So what I'll you know, and that's a great fun look at the past, and things that has happened in the past. Let's talk about last night, something closer to the present here. We had some big games by people last night, some very big in good games by individuals last night. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it, Darren. What you see in you know your research last night, man?
Man, so there was a perfect game by Kimberly Clegg of the Wayne Memorial Zebras. 26 points, no misses at all, not from the free throw line, not from the field, no turnovers at all. Efficiency. Efficiency, to say the least.
Hashtag efficiency.
Man, I know metric stat Twitter would be crazy over her.
Hey, the basketball quote pages will go crazy too.
Man, leave them alone. Leave them alone.
All right, yeah, they got too much time on our show. All right.
Yeah. But and so then we head out to Salem, and there was almost a quadruple double.
Yeah, man. Lasha Petrie, you know, did her thing. She did her thing, man. 17, 13, 16, and 8.
Man, that's a stat line. I don't care who you are playing. That is a stat line that's impressive. You could literally be playing a freshman team. That's insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Drop a bomb, bro.
Yeah. Those two players definitely get bombs. So she had 17 points, 16 blocks, guys, 13 rebounds, and 8 steals. And this isn't a blowout win where, you know, it seems like she was just padding stats. No, she actually had a close game, winning by 6 points, 42-36 over Brighton.
Yeah, that game, a game like that, I mean, and especially since every stat was big because it was that close of a game, so impressive. It is outright, I'm going to just say it's outright disgusting, dog. That's a crazy
disgusting. Challenge. That's just let's see. Williamson also won against East Lansing last night, 73-53. Definitely a good game for them to win against East Lansing, who's going to be competing for a state championship this year. So that's always good for a Class B or a team that, you know, doesn't have the type of enrollment that a Class A team has. So just by theory, they're not supposed to have the same type of program. So to go in there and beat a bigger school is always great to see. It just shows that the players are playing hard and not playing to what they're supposed to be on paper.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's a huge win for Williamson, man. A 20-point win like that could carry them. I could carry y'all before a stretch.
Yeah, listen. This is the time of the year where I always tell people that the season is a marathon, and we all know that in marathons, you know, you don't have to necessarily start off the fastest. It helps, but you know, this is the part of the season where it's like, if you get rolling at the right time, if you get your momentum at the right time, you can carry that through March. You can carry that to the Breslin. So you know, that's just something to keep an eye out on with Williamston getting rolling and these other teams starting to fine tune themselves.
Oh yeah, man. And you know, moving on to another topic, I don't think, you know, either of us prepped for this one, but the McDonald's All-American nominees, just, you know, the list is, you know, recently been released. So, you know, let's just show a little love to the, you know, the players in this great state of ours that got nominated. I'm reading the list right now. Our first mention of a Southfield Lathrop player, Ty Bello from Southfield Lathrop High School, has been nominated. Madrika Cook from Muskegon High School. Rose Fall from Cass Tech. Saya Fraser from Renaissance High School has a big game tomorrow against Today. More on that in a little bit. Kaiser Gondrezzi. Hold on. I did that wrong. The Kaiser Gondrezzi.
your 2015-16 Miss Basketball, Kaiser Gondrezzi.
From Benton Harbor High School. Shout out to the BH. Laurel Jackman from Nouvelle Catholic Central. Alexis Civilian from, you know, Goodrich High School, home of Tania Davis. And, yes, well, they gave a nominee to a player who's no longer in Michigan, the sister of Samantha Thomas, Bailey Thomas, a West Virginia commit. So shout out to her out there doing her thing at Centennial High School along with Sam in Vegas. You know, so congratulations to all the nominees, you know, for a big game of the McDonald's All-American game, such a huge tradition. So shout out to all the nominees.
Definitely. And this is going to be interesting to see, because, I mean, you know, you just named two people who are, you know, nationally recognized as probably being the best, two of the best players in the nation, and Madrika Cook, who's going to Michigan State, and Kaiser Gondrezzi, who's going to Michigan, which, you know, that's going to be an interesting matchup because, you know, they'll play each other twice a year. They were AAU teammates. Hopefully one of these players, you know, one of these players make it. Even sending it out to Bailey Thomas, who's on the West Coast in Las Vegas. Hopefully, you know, we can get, you know, just one player in. I know on our boys' side, over the last few years, we sent a few to the All-American game. But let's get one of our girls in.
Yeah,
obviously, I think Kaiser Gondrezzi has an amazing chance at getting into the game. She's leading the nation. Yes, I said the nation. And scoring right now, so that's gonna be something to keep your eye on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, 45 points a game. You know, I don't care who was against or whatever. No, 45 is 45, and to do it that many times, seven games and
again
scored under 40.
Another one. As DJ Khaled would say, another one. Yeah, so Kaiser Gondrezzi, I think she has a great chance at getting in there. Madrika Cook, you know, like I said, she's nationally recognized as one of the better players in the nation. So, you know, that's just gonna be something interesting to see, to say the least.
Oh yeah, I hope one of these girls from this state makes it. I mean, they deserve it. They really deserve it. Speaking of, you know, players and teams, and are we supposed to do some power rankings today? I'm not the brains of the operation. Darren is. I just sit here and talk.
Man, chill. I thought we were going to get to that.
So, you know. What's up, man? What's up with it, yo? What's up with it, yo? I had to go first on the list last time. You got to get your list first this time.
Oh, man. My list first? All right. First off, let me just say that you know, our power rankings very comprehensive. I feel like this is the best time to drop them because we, you know, we are coming off of that round ball. So, you know, we know records, we know stats and margin of victories, but most of the teams that I'm going to be ranking, we're at the round ball. So that just always helps, you know. yeah, that's let's get into it, man. I'm starting from 10, and I'm going up. So this is regardless of class. This is regardless of you know, anything, you know, any type of barriers. So at number 10, I am going with Midland Dow. At number 9, I'm going with Flint Hammady, who sits at an undefeated 5-0. Number 8. Yeah. Number 8, I am going with Muskegon Mona Shores. Number 7, I'm going with Southfield Lathrop. Number six. You know what? And I feel terrible because I didn't put this team on my preseason list. But after seeing them in the Round Ball Classic, King, you know, even though they did take a loss, you know, as teams will do, my number says I'm going with Martin Luther King, the defending city champions. So in my top five, okay. Arbor Prep is at 5 for me. At number 4, Grand Rapids Catholic Central. At number 3, Detroit Country Day. At number 2, Saginaw Heritage. And the number 1 team, they've been playing like the best team in the state since game 1. Bay City John Glenn.
Okay. You must have cheated off my test because a lot of the same teams that I got. We actually had the same list. To tell you this.
What?
I swear to God, we got the same list, but not in the same order.
Okay.
Not in the same order, exactly, but we have the exact same teams.
Okay.
So, at 10, I have Hamley.
Mm-hmm.
At 9, I have Mona Shores. At 8, I have Midland Dow. At 7, I have King. 6, our alma mater, Southfield Lathrop. At 5, I have Arbor Prep. 4, Catholic Central.
Grand Rapids Catholic Central.
Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Excuse me.
Okay.
No disrespect to, you know, those people out there in Grand Rapids.
It's just a lot of Catholics in
church. Yeah, it is. It's just a lot of them. So I want to, you know, make it clear, Grand Rapids Catholic Central. At 3, Detroit Country Day. 2, Saginaw Heritage. And at 1, who's been 1 since the first week of the season, Bay City John Glenn. One thing that was kind of like borderline on my list, like, you know, they were trying to create, you know, they were about to creep in there, was Ann Arbor Huron. They were about to creep in there, but, you know, they took a couple tough ones, so I had to kind of leave them out. But they were right on the cusp of getting in there.
Well, yeah, definitely. A lot of good teams got left off, and man, that's what makes it hard to do 10, just only 10.
Yeah.
Because I mean, honestly, you know, if we do 15, we probably have to put Williamson in there. Goodrich,
yeah.
Probably is in the talk. I mean, even we might be talking about a St. Ignace after seeing
him. Yeah.
Or even Blissfield, who's still undefeated.
Yeah.
Really good team. So, you know, that's what makes doing 10 teams out of four classes hard, but you know, that's what we're up to.
Because Williamson was very borderline too.
I mean, and how about Saginaw Heritage, man? They're playing some very good basketball right now. We haven't talked a lot about them, but you know, since our first two episodes where we were talking about teams to watch out for, and you did speak about Jesse Bigno. Obviously, they have Jalen Richardson, just a lot of athleticism on the court.
Let's not forget about the young one, Sean Strickland. As we mentioned, Mariah Joyner earlier. You know, hey, drop a bomb for Saginaw Heritage, man. They deserve one, man. We've been leaving them off.
Man, just such a great team defensively. And they're playing so well under, I don't want to say pressure, but, you know, high expectations to be so young.
I mean, they're a very young team.
They're not shying away from it at all.
Not at all. They you know, they're a, you know, anytime, anywhere, any place, you know, team. You know, they play anybody anywhere, and they're not scared, they're not nervous. They just want to get out and play. They just want to hoop. So, love to see a team like that. Love to see teams like that. Young, don't know no better. They just want to play. They just want to play, and they just want to win. They're coming off a Breslin appearance last year anyway.
Yeah. It seems like their motto is just roll the ball out, give us the court and some lines, and we'll be there. We'll hoop against whoever. And that's something you love to see with high school or really any athletes. You know, we get into this superstar mentality where it's like, oh, well, they're playing down to their competition. They don't really have a lot to play. They're bored. No, Saginaw Heritage is literally attacking every game with the same prowess. And that's going to pay off for them in the end.
There it is. Yeah, it really is. And they just, that defense is just stingy, man. It's a stingy defense, man.
Man,
really
the zone they run it is, I told Eric this. I was like, and here I go with my lofty statement. I say, besides the Syracuse zone, I'm like, man, have you ever seen a rotation like that? Like, a crazy zone, like a crazy half court zone like that to really just force like some bad shots. Like, I haven't seen anything like it in high school sports. Haven't seen a team that committed to their defense in high school sports since I've been covering it.
Hot take alert. No, I'm just playing. But no, but being serious, no, that their defense is, I don't think stout is a good enough word. I mean, it's spectacular. And like I said, the zone is ridiculous. The rotation of it is impeccable. They really keep you on the outside. They really keep you out the lane. Even when they go man to man, they really like to close the middle down and really, you know, they're basically telling you, if you're not hitting from the outside, you can't beat us. You know, you have to hit jumpers against them, and you have to, you know, really know how to shoot the ball to beat that defense.
They're not missing a lot of box outs. So they're coming down with the ball, and they're just sound. Like, that's it's a sound game that they're playing.
Very sound, very, very crisp. You know, like, I don't use that word a lot, but I think it applies when it comes to talking about Heritage's defense. It's real crisp and on point.
Man, and if you're listening live right now, man, we're going to open up the phone line. So, if you want to call in and talk to us about something, you can call in 646-668-8053, and we can get it popping like that too. But, yeah, so like I'm saying, as we were saying, this is the Last Second Shot podcast. We've been on just over an hour so far. Thank you to everybody who's rocking with us. Listen. Saginaw Heritage is for real in Class A. Southfield Lathrop, despite the two early losses, I'm still telling everybody they are real in Class A. Those other two positions, those other two spots at the Breslin, and nothing's spoken for right now. I just wanted that to be known. Like, Southfield Lathrop has proved that they can be beaten. Contrary to my preseason analysis, where I said they might not lose the game, they lost. But you know, Saginaw Heritage, they're beatable. As is every team. You know, not to take anything away from their undefeated start. But you know, they're a beatable team, so nothing's spoken for. But, I mean, when you look at it, you're anticipating Saginaw Heritage to be there in the Breslin. You're anticipating Southfield Lathrop to be there. Those other two spots in the Breslin, in Class A, whew, this is so wide open to start, you know, as we approach our mid-season, the middle of our season. I don't know. Like, I honestly don't even have a prediction of who the final two spots will be.
Hey, you know, I echo you on that one, because, you know, if y'all are looking for me to give you, you know, an answer on who I think those final two spots will go to, you're not going to get it, because I don't know either. Like,
man.
It's
so wide open, man. Like, in Class B, you have an idea of who is going to be. That's still, like, Class B, as I said, is uber competitive. But, you know, most people are thinking Grand Rapids Catholic Central, Bay City John Glenn, well, or, you know, or Country Day making it. And I forget who the fourth person is. But, you know, those are three consensus picks that if you were to, you know, ask about Class B, you'll get those three answers the most. Man, it's proven itself to be an exciting season, even though preseason it didn't look like it was going to be that exciting of a season, you know. Thought there was going to be a lot of routes. But, you know, teams have shown themselves to be very, very good this year. And that's what's great for this game, and that's what's great for the state of Michigan. You know, since, you know, that organization that I won't name, you know, won't let our kids travel.
Yeah.
won't let them go out of state to compete.
To that point, I'm glad you brought that up, Darren, because I want to, like, I was thinking about this, and of course we talked about it, but I've been thinking about it. If you look at, you know, the games over the break and the out-of-town teams that came in and played us, only one Michigan team has lost in those. You know, it was like, what, 4 or 5 games that involved out-of-town, out-of-state teams?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to go 4-1, I mean, isn't that enough to say, hey, we can compete on a national level? We can compete with everybody else.
Well, they know that we can compete. They don't. Whatever. Everybody knows that we can compete. And I think you even said in your show, not in your show, but on our show, our live show from the Round Ball, that you would take a team of 12 against, you know, just about any team in the nation.
Yeah. I mean, because you look at it, you break it down to the games that, you know, just take it to the games that we saw, you know, East Chicago Central loses to, you know, Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King turns around, I think, the next day and beats a very good Solon team. Solon loses to Country Day, you know. So, you know, here in Huron beats a pretty good Afrocentric team out of Ohio. I mean, so you look at those wins and it's like, hey, we can compete with every other state. We can compete with, you know, I mean, people may say it's a lofty statement because this state, you know, gets so much recognition. I'm talking about California. I think we could compete with California, which includes like a school like Modern Day, which is probably the team in California. You can say that one more time, but I mean, you look at, take it back to last year, as we brought up, Marion played a top 10 team in Whitney Young at the time. Whitney Young, I think, was about number 8 in the country, and it came down to the wire. It came down to a Baby Thomas in and out 3 to decide that game. So
that shot, man. That dang old shot. I'm not by any means a Marion supporter. You know, I didn't go there or anything, but man, that shot was heartbreaking, to say the least. to say the least, that shot was like, it reminds you of Patrick Ewing against the Pacers. Yeah. Gets the shot, it hits everything, looks like it's going down, then nah. Ew. But yeah, like I said, we're not going to get on our soapbox about it again, because everybody knows. And, you know, I've sat here on air, I've urged everybody to talk to, you know, whoever that you can, you know, not to just change it for your kids, but to change it for, you know, the student athletes that are coming behind your kids. And, you know, until they know how you all feel and know how they're hampering kids' exposure and maybe even the route to the next level, you know, nothing's really going to come about it. But, you know, with that being said, I started the show off with saying that Class B is probably one of the most competitive conferences or classes in the country. I'm not sure of it, but I would just imagine, you know, there's not a lot of teams out there that, you know, play like these teams play, especially like Bay City John Glenn, when everybody's shooting the ball, everybody's being aggressive. I can't tell you the last time I've seen a team that has players that comes off of the bench and they're aggressive with the shot, you know, just off rip.
Yeah. It's,
you know, everybody on that team is very fluent. Then you have, you know, Grand Rapids Catholic Central, and they're similar, very similarly built.
Very, very. Like you said, I don't think I could, you know, name a team off the top of my head that were built like these two teams, or, you know, like you said, play like these two teams. You know, everybody's coming out, and they're coming out aggressive, looking to shoot, looking to put the ball in the bucket. So, you know, very tough class. You know, so there's going to be a tug of war, you know, when tournament time comes, man.
Man, and if you're listening right now, just tuning in, this is the Last Second Shot podcast, the live recording. Real quick, if you're listening right now and you want to call in and talk to us and ask us about something, you can either tweet us that or you can, again, call in 646-668-8053. We working out here, man. Hey, you want to know something?
Up?
Huh? You want to know something interesting, man? And as I drop the bomb, what's interesting is, you know, we're about just past a quarter of the season through. And we've only seen one Last Second Shot live.
Man, oh man. Like, we keep telling y'all, make sure we're there.
Just tell us, like, hey, I think I'm a pull up for three for the buzzer beater. Y'all should probably come. And guess what? I'll be there. I'll be there courtside.
Hey, we're watching intently. Like,
man.
Like, for us, like, you know, just tell us, like, hey, Darren, hey, we, you know, I think I might pull from, you know, I might pull from 25 today for the game winner. You know, we gonna hop on any freeway to get to the game to see that.
Yeah.
Just make sure we're there.
But yeah, man, and also if you're just now tuning in, I spoke earlier, we are doing the Last Second Shot highlight reel all over the state. If you have any footage of yourself or teammates or, you know, players, you know, coaches can send it in on your players' behalf as well. Parents can send it in. Any clips, you can even send us a whole game and we'll sift through it and trim it up. But if you have anything you want it to be featured on, man, send that in to rockthecourtpodcast@gmail.com. And listen, man, y'all don't want to miss this because me and Eric got something up our sleeve, so it's going to be big. You know, so it's going to be big. You know, not going to say it's going to get you recruited or nothing. Like, that's not what we do. But you know, like, it's going to be big for, you know, viewership. You know, I'm anticipating, you know, tens of thousands of views, as well as just a high-quality highlight reel to be mentioned with some of the best players in the state, who might go on to be some of the best players in college in years to come. So, you know, you got some clips, just go ahead and send it in to us.
Yeah, definitely do that. Definitely do that. You know, like Darren said, we, you know, it might be sick. It might be a sick mixtape. It might not. But send it in anyway.
Man.
No,
like, but
hey, to put it in the words of Lisa Wasco, is gonna be lit.
Can you stop with this?
No.
Can you stop with this, man?
Everybody follow Lisa Wasco on Twitter, man. Like, her Twitter name is her name, Lisa Wasco. Like, follow her for real. Like, you won't regret it. I'm trying to tell you, follow her for real.
Hey, she really does have a lot of motivational quotes that I love, though, on the low.
Yes.
On the very lowest
of keys.
On the very lowest of keys, I really do get motivation from her Twitter. but moving on. Yeah, so it's like, just make sure you send that in to us. It's going to be huge. We're going to have a mid-season one, and we're going to have a whole season one. So, you know, even if you don't have any clips available for this one that we're doing right now, just, or, you know, if you're skeptical about it, you know, just watch how we do it, you know.
Yeah.
I think maybe probably Eric, you know, went to Spec Howard, you know, where they do this type of stuff. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I might have graduated a little bit. Might not have. Might have graduated from Spec Howard. Might be a video editing expert. Might not, though. You never know.
Might not. Might not,
man.
Be, but, you know, I'm just saying. I ain't going to say that.
But, trust me, we making some major moves in the upcoming month. So I urge everybody to go ahead and hop on board. Honestly, I want so many clips that we have to make two mid-season mixtapes. One for, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, that's just the first one we got done with, and then we had so many leftovers, we just was like, we'll drop number two on them. And right now, I got like 2 minutes worth. I got 2 minutes worth of the clips. So we're trying to make it around 3:30, 4 minutes. So like I said, flood our email, man. We not going to be mad.
We're definitely not.
I just watched like a whole game. Me and Eric literally watched, you know, we took half. I watched the whole game to get like 4 or 5 clips, and I love it.
Yeah, like this is nothing to us. Like, you know, as y'all may know, like, we love this game. So, like, watching, you know, highlights and, you know, game film and stuff like that, it's a joy to us. So please, like Darren said, flood the email, flood it, please. Send us everything, send us everything you got from this season.
Man, but let's talk about this as we dwindle down to the end of our show. This upcoming week, let's talk about some matchups. What matchups are you looking forward to seeing?
Tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier, tomorrow is a good one. Over there on 13 and Loss, I think it's a school called Country Day. I don't know if y'all heard of it. But they play Renaissance High School, you know, a Destiny Pitt, Sia Fraser matchup, you know, be there. It's at 6. Like, I know y'all off work at 6. I know y'all got your 9 to 5s literally. So get there at 6. Be there for that one. That's going to be a good one.
Definitely. I mean, and tomorrow, you also have the oh my God, it just escaped me. Okay. So tomorrow you have I don't know why I can't think of it right now. Come back to me. What other matchups are you looking forward to?
You got it?
Yeah, got it. The Southfield Lathrop High School versus Rochester Hills Stony Creek. Stony Creek is the division leaders right now, undefeated. Southfield Lathrop, you know.
Okay. Yeah. That's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, found their stride in round ball. Mm-hmm. Also, we have, you know, and this is a lesser known gym. It's going to be a good game. You know, the girls basketball pundits might not be so thrilled about it. But a good matchup, and this is going to be a good Catholic school matchup, It's going to be Ann Arbor, Gabriel Richard against Riverview, Gabriel Richard. Listen, those two teams, you know, I got to see them play last year. Just an electric atmosphere. Shout out to my old head coach, my old football head coach, who's a teacher at Riverview, Gabriel Richard. That's gonna be something else. It's just electric. You know, you're not gonna find any Division I prospects in the building, or anything like that. You're gonna see some good basketball though, and definitely you're gonna see teams that are really, you know, really just fiery.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And excuse, my connection got lost, so please excuse, if, you know, if y'all heard me go out, playing out in mid-sentence, like the end of The Sopranos. But
actually, yeah. I didn't even notice you were gone.
You see how my co-host do me, y'all? That's messed up, Darren.
I told y'all
I'm not the brains of the operation. I'm trying to tell y'all this.
Nah, don't listen to Eric. He controls everything. So if y'all got any questions about the show, ask Eric.
Find me first.
Also, another little rivalry matchup that's going to happen on Friday. Ann Arbor Skyline versus Ann Arbor Pioneer. Man, is it rivalry week already?
It might be.
But yeah, that should be tough. Those schools are much like, you know, they feel how I feel about the school on 10 Mile. And you know, that's gonna be tough.
Darren, don't get us canceled, bro.
I'm not just saying. You know, they feel that it's a tough game, and they have to win it. That's how I feel about the school on 10 Mile.
Yo, moving on. excuse our foolery, but moving on. The game I'm about to bring up is not necessarily this week, but it's next weekend. But I just want to put it out now, because, you know, I want people to be there for this. It's at Ann Arbor Huron on next Saturday, Waterford Kettering and Ypsilanti Arbor Prep, if I'm not mistaken. They're supposed to be playing at the Huron Showcase, the great event that was put on last year. So I'm looking forward to being a good one again this year. So that's one matchup I'm looking forward to.
Definitely. Also on Friday, Divine Child, Bloomfield Hills Marion, a rematch of the CHSL championship last year. That should be interesting. That should actually be a very interesting game, to be honest with you. Divine Child always runs a great program, and Marion, they haven't fell off like many thought they have. They're gonna be okay. They're gonna be okay coming down the stretch. And you know, Divine Child definitely will have more of a competitive chance this year against them.
Yeah. That should be a real interesting one. Did we mention the Muskegon matchup for Friday? Did we mention that one yet?
We haven't.
Muskegon Mona Shores against Muskegon. Jordan Walker, Madrika Cook. That should be.
Man, I want to make my way to Muskegon for that one. I heard that the whole city comes out for these games. the whole city of Muskegon comes out for Mona Shores versus Muskegon. And I just really feel like I should be in Muskegon for that.
Hey, man. Hey. Hey, look. it might, we, you know, I guess, like Dan said earlier, we live in the Metro Detroit area, so it's kind of difficult to get out to a game like that, so we may miss it, but we don't want y'all to miss it. So,
man, hey,
you can get there.
Hey, if it's streaming live, send me the link. I'm going to watch it.
For real. Don't be afraid. Hey, people in Muskegon, if y'all got the link to a live stream of that game on Friday, send it to us. Send it to us.
Yeah, please. Please and thank you. Man, but, yeah, that's – as far as matchups this week, that's pretty much the who's who of what's happening after we get off of the air. Now, I also believe Cousin O might be Cousin will play Waterford Mott tonight. So, you know, we'll have updates with that coming up on our next episode. But, yeah, so that's it for, you know, as far as this week. You know, obviously we'll be back next week to recap the games that we've mentioned. Eric, any final thoughts?
Final thoughts, keep sending us that game film for the midseason mixtape.
Please.
And then hopping off topic real quick. Don't be afraid to shoot. Everybody, don't be afraid to shoot a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Be aggressive.
You know, don't be passive like Rondo. Pull up from 30 like Curry, Lillard, and Durant. You know.
There's nothing wrong with being a Rondo, though.
Not at all. Not at all.
But, you know, if you're a shooter, if you can shoot, just shoot it, man. Like, shooters got to have short memory.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just saying, just don't be afraid to pull that jumper from 30. Just don't be afraid. It's all right, people. You can shoot it.
I'm not messing with you, man. All right, man, as Eric said, make sure y'all send us that game film for our mixtape. No, I'm not talking about the mixtape. We're not going to drop bars over our intro music, even though I do got a few of them lined up, just in case y'all step out of pocket. But you know what I'm saying? Look, man, we about to get out of here. Salute to everybody who listened. To our live recording. Salute to everybody who's listening to us from iTunes. Salute to everybody who's clicking this link right now and listening to us. We appreciate y'all. Things only getting bigger in 2016, man. We out.